Hey, legends, Fraser Brooks here coming to you today from Dubai. I've just got back from Paris with episode 258 of the Network Marketing Ninja podcast. Well, first and foremost, I hope that you are having an amazing morning, afternoon, evening, wherever it is that you are, whatever it is that you've been doing. I really hope it's been an incredible time. Just got back from Paris. It was super cool. Did a company event there, which was amazing. I was honored and privileged to close out the event, which was amazing. But I've got an interesting question, or not question, but an interesting topic today, because one of my favorite people who I study from or learn from on the internet is Simon Sinek. I just love his style, his way of, he's very, very different to my style, very different to like kind of what I do, but I just really love his delivery and I really love the content he shares, and he's very deep where he goes. And he did a study with, I think it was the Navy SEALs, and the Navy SEALs, he said, were the most efficient organization in the world, right? So they obviously go on a mission and like their success rate is super, 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 super high. Anyway, he worked with them and he did a study with them to find out why they were so efficient. And one of the things that came up was that they were asked, would you rather go to battle or go into a mission with someone who is the best performing, like shooter, like tactician, whatever, or would you prefer to go into war or battle or into, you know, an operation with the person who you trust the most? And it was really interesting because the feedback came back that they wanted to go into the battle or the war or to the operation or the, you know, that the strategy or whatever it might be with the person who they trusted the most. And I think the interesting thing was, is because they believed that they would put their life ahead of their own. Like they would put the other person's life ahead of their own. They would jump in front of a bullet. They want to go into this place of, you know, of their mission with, you know, a friend, someone who they trust, a brother, someone who they know that their life is going to be covered and they're going to be able to look after, whatever it might be. So when you're building your network marketing business, it really got me thinking about this. A lot of us are looking to create a team of top performers. But the problem with that is it can bring an ego. It can bring, because just think about all the top performers who you know, right? All the top performers. There is a level of ego because the competition is so, so, so high. Like, I want to be number one. I want to be the top performer. I want to be, and they're amazing people, right? I know almost all of them in the network marketing space. But when you have a team of top performers, it can create some conflict because the competition and people, you know, who are competitive thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to be as good as she has, whatever it might be. So don't just focus on bringing top performers in. Focus on creating a culture and a team, an environment of trust. How do you do that? Ask them. Like, hey, what's something that you're vulnerable about? What's something vulnerable that you want to share? What's something you haven't shared with people on social media, with your family, that you would like to share with me? Like, trust takes time. I always say it, truth plus time equals trust. But how are you getting your organization? How are you getting the people in your team to open up and trust you? Now, let's take it one step back and go to people before they've even joined your team. What about on social media? How can you build an environment of trust on social media that you can transfer into an organization and, you know, you go and become the most efficient organization in the world? Well, how you do that, again, is truth plus time equals trust. What are you doing that's showing the world that you are being truthful? And what are you doing to help people trust you, knowing that they can share a dark moment or a secret or a moment of vulnerability, weakness, a challenge with you, so that they feel that, you know what, I really trust this guy, I really trust this girl. She's the person I go to when I need to offload. Because there was this one day, there was this amazing study, and I need to kind of do it at an event because it's a very visual thing, but it's also extremely, extremely good. So I think it was a professor filled up a bottle of water, and not a huge bottle of water, but he, you know, it was like a half liter bottle of water. He filled it up and he held it out in front of him. And he basically ended up saying that, guys, do you think I could hold this bottle for 5 minutes? And they said, yes. What about for 1 hour? And they were like, Yes. What about for 3 hours? And some said yes, some said no. What about a whole day? You know, and a small percentage said yes and the rest said no. What about for an entire week? And everyone agreed that there's no way you'd be able to hold that bottle in front of you, you know, high up for more than a week. You get tired. And he said, exactly. The same thing applies with your worries, with your doubts, with your secrets, with your vulnerabilities. When you hold them in for an hour, for a few hours, maybe even a day, you can kind of get by. But when you hold it in for a long time, it starts to ache, it starts to hurt, you start to doubt, you start to worry. So it's very important to be able to pour your water out onto somebody else, onto someone else's cup, onto the floor, onto, I don't know, into the toilet, into the sink, whatever it might be. So again, you've got to become a place of trust, and you've got to be a person of trust to be able to build a highly productive organization. You don't need to be the best performing team, but you need to trust one another. And I absolutely love the TV show Ted Lasso. Now, some of you guys might not like it, or you might not watch it. It's not like a recommendation necessarily, but it's about football, right? But it's about a team coming together, and they're not the best players. They're the worst team in the league. Everyone always knows it and says it, and they're not like this huge club like Liverpool or other clubs. But the players trust themselves, like they trust each other explicitly, and the characters become best friends and they become family. And I always say that network marketing is turning strangers to friends, friends to family. But the question I've got to you is, are you just saying that, or are you actually implementing and taking action towards that? Like, what events have you done that's bringing this family together? What events have you done to create the trust? What are you doing on your Zoom calls? Here's what doesn't build trust. Hey guys, today I want to teach you how to become an amazing inviter. That helps people become top performers. But what helps people become trustful is, hey guys, today, let's open up. Like, what's the biggest challenges you've been facing the last few days? What's something that's holding you back? What's something you're doubting? What's something you need clarity on? These are the things that are going to get people to share. Oh, thank God. I've wanted to tell this group for so long about X, Y, and Z, right? There's going on in my business, not like, you know, other stuff. Other stuff can also be done, but, you know, you kind of got to be careful about that as well. So you've got to create that environment. Now, events don't have to be keynote events, right? Where you're all sitting down, facing the same direction, and then there's speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker, and you learn that's a top performer event. But what are the events that build the trust? Maybe barbecues, team barbecues. Oh, I'm not wasting. I don't want my best performers to come out of the field for a weekend for a barbecue. Well, first and foremost, it's not a weekend for a barbecue. Most people aren't doing anything, aren't building their business over the weekend anyway. And the reality is that, you know, 90%+ of the organization, they ain't ever going to do the work. They ain't ever going to want to become a top performer. And that's totally fine. You might be listening to this podcast and you might want to be a top performer, and I hope it can help you get there. But you also might be someone who just absolutely loves and needs network marketing because it's changed your life energetically, spiritually, from a mindset perspective, from an environment perspective. So what events are you doing? Now, again, it could be a barbecue. It could be going bowling. It could be playing golf together. It could be you and one other team member. It could be you and five team members. It could be you and 50 team members. I was speaking to the company I spoke at, and I said, like, hey, what about encouraging your leaders to just literally get 20, 50, 100 of their team into a room, no stage, no screens, no microphones, and basically just getting people on tables, sharing what their biggest challenges are right now, and then having some of the leaders walk around the room and help out. That's it. Because interestingly, I'll share a story with you here, because this was a fun moment. Before the event started, I had a sit down for 30 minutes with five lottery winners. Now, when I say lottery winners, I don't mean like the people who won the Powerball and won hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever. I mean, they did, for everyone who registered and bought a ticket for the event, and they pulled five names out and they had a chance to meet me, which felt weird, man. Like, you know, people winning a sit down with me. I don't know. It's always a weird feeling that's a prize. But people value it, which is cool. And we first of all went around and got to know the name, where they're from, how long they've been involved in the business, and what rank they are. And, you know, they were at rank 1, 2, 1, 2, and 3, right? Rank 1, 2, and 3, which is amazing. And we actually asked them, okay, what's like a question or a challenge that you're focused on right now? And you know what? It always comes down to mindset. It always comes back to mindset. But what we actually ended up doing, and I kind of told the one of the corporate members who was with me at the time, I said, you know, this is something that the leaders need to do, is they ended up speaking to one another and just sharing and talking with each other, not with me, with each other, like, because they could relate to that person. Hey, you're at the same level as me. Is that an issue for you as well? Is that a challenge? Yeah, I thought I was alone. Oh no, I've been thinking I've been alone all this time. And no, you're not alone. You're definitely not alone. It was amazing. So imagine an event where everyone in the room was sharing their challenges and how they overcome it, just so they could relate to people. They could be vulnerable and open with other people. It was a safe space, because I promise you, after an event like that, the level of trust that you have, not just with your upline, your downline, your sideline, but the level of trust that you have with yourself grows tremendously. Yes, becoming a top performer is great and important if you would like to be a top performer and be paid like one. But trust is the most important thing in any organization. If you trust the person to your left, you trust the person to your right, then you'll play full out. Here's always an interesting one. So a lot of you guys who know have maybe been to an event of mine, especially if you've been to an event where I've been the keynote speaker, right? And I speak for an hour or so. I'm very high energy, and I like to get engagement from the audience. And it's always interesting when I get people to like shout out yes or put your hands up. There are pockets of people in the room who all put their hand up or all say yes. And there are pockets of people in the room who don't. And I always thought it was an introvert, extrovert thing. But I'm a massive introvert, and I still shout yes, and I still put my hand up. But then I'll be sat next to someone who's an extrovert who doesn't. So I researched this a little bit more, and my theory kind of came true at the weekend at the event in Paris. It's not the introvert, extrovert. It's not the personality type that dictates or that establishes whether someone's going to shout out yes at an event with a few hundred people in, or going to shout out, raise their hand in front of 1,000 people. It's not that. It's the fact and the idea of, do you trust the person to your left and to your right? Because if you don't, you start to judge yourself, because you start thinking, oh, what if the person to my left thinks I'm weird for shouting yes and they don't think that? What if the person to my right, who's my upline, doesn't want to work with me anymore because I believe in that and she doesn't? If you trust the person to your left and to your right, you know they won't judge you for your actions, because they love you. They love you. They trust you. They know you're a great valued member of the team, whether you're performing or not, right? You're still showing up. So trust is everything, guys. And if you're someone who goes to events and does not engage by shouting or raising your hand or being a part of the room or dancing or doing what the speaker says or whatever, then I would ask you, do you trust the person to your left, to your right? Do you trust the room that you're in? If not, you got to work on that, because without trust, we've got nothing. Without trust, we've got nothing. And as I wrap this up, it's another little short story. I remember when I fell in love with Svetlana, actually. It was at first sight, in a way, but you know, love at first sight is an interesting thing, because you don't know the person. So the reality is, you might fall in love with the look of the person, the energy of the person, but you know, you don't know their beliefs, right? So I kind of believe in it, and I kind of don't. Anyway, I remember it because it was soon after I met her, really, and I felt like I trusted her with everything. And, you know, I've been in relationships before, and the thing that always held me back with the commitment side was trust. I don't trust this person. I don't trust this person that they would go back to their ex, or they would go on a night out and get drunk and do silly things or whatever, right? You know, distrust can be in a number of different ways. But with Svetlana, I have trusted her from the beginning, every single second of every single day. And it is such a warm, comforting, loving feeling. And again, the same sort of feeling needs to apply in your network marketing business. All right? Build the trust with your team. Build the trust with your upline. Build the trust with the community. Build the trust with the industry. Build the trust with your company. Build the trust with the products. Build the trust with your followers. Build the trust with your social media content. Build the trust in the messenger. And you will have an incredible organization and career in the network marketing space. All right? Bit of a different episode today, but it's important. All right? Big love, guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.